It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, Unitigo Spartans. Your Spartans come into this game tonight with a 2-1 record and an impressive win over the Walton Warriors.
And hello, Bobcats fans. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats enter tonight a perfect record, 3 wins and no losses. Wins over Seton Catholic, Delhi, and last week Unadilla Valley. The Bobcats look to go 4-0 at home tonight.
I'm Harry Graves. It's time for football on WCDO.
And I am Billy Blake, and tonight we are at Bainbridge-Guilford High School football, and we are just moments away from kickoff for this contest between the Unitigo Spartans and the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats.
Yes, this is the first of a 2-game series this weekend on WCDO. Tomorrow, our Saturday afternoon spectacular will be the contest between the Sydney Warriors and Walton over at Walton.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
Well, Mr. Billy, we are going to be seeing the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats in the dark uniforms tonight as they have their dark blue uniforms, white numerals for the Unitigo Spartans. They're in uniforms that just mentally I haven't envisioned them in. They're wearing black trousers, white jerseys, black numerals. They look like a black menace instead of a big green menace. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and other things that are coming up very shortly on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake as we have the usual pregame ceremonies going on. And we will be here with the starting lineups coming up in just a moment or two. Looking first of all for the visiting Unitigo Spartans as we go to the offensive team that we'll be seeing tonight. It's going to be Tyler Butler again doing the quarterbacking. He is a senior, wears number 8. Also in the starting backfield, Kellen Komenda, Kevin Thayer, and David Van Alstyne. The line, if we look at it from left to right, it's going to be John Wingate playing at one of the ends. And then Nate Wilsey at tackle, Derek Liner at guard, Mark Talbot, the center, Ethan Barber, a sophomore in the other guard position, and at tackle it'll be Alex Whaley, and then wearing a new number tonight, number 6, it is going to be Tanner Winchester, another sophomore in the other end position. We'll be back with Billy and a look at the starting lineup for the hometown BG Bobcats in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We are specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
This winter, let Mirabido keep life warm. Mirabido Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. Today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Mirabido. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabido.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
This week at your Sydney Unionville Great American, stock up and save.
Whoa. Hold on, Kyle. Hang on. Every week you tell us about your great prices and quality products. It never seems like you have enough time. Let's slow down a little bit. Let everyone hear you in your slow down mode.
It does seem like all I do is try to fit 5 minutes of great specials that we have in our ad this week into one, doesn't it? Let me try it this way, Rob. Come on over and save on delicious 48-ounce assorted Perry's Premium Ice Cream. Buy one, get one free. Visit our deli department and enjoy fresh sliced Wonder Bar German Bologna this week. Only $2.59 for a full pound. And finally, in our meat department, light up that grill one more time with Great American Beef Boneless New York Strip Steaks and Beef Bone and Rib Steaks at a great price of $6.99 a pound.
There you go. That's much better, Kyle.
Thanks, Rob. And for that football fan in your house, stop by and look at our brand new selection of our NFL quality tumblers. We have many new teams available with home and away selection for a great price of $5.99. And new to us this year, we have NFL freezer mugs with all of your favorite teams at a fantastic price of $9.99. All at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you at Bainbridge Guilford High School as we get ready for this contest between the Bobcats and the Unitego Spartans. Harry gave you the starting lineup for the Spartans. Before their commercial break, now let's take a look at the starting offensive lineup for the BG Bobcats. And let's take a look at their tackles. They are senior Chris Pirelli and junior Kevin Forrest. The guards are junior Shane Curtin and sophomore Dakota Johnson. The center is senior Tim Waltz. On the ends are seniors Tyler Wiemet and Austin Bowerly. In the backfield for the Bobcats, senior Justin Sirigliano and another senior Jake Mazzarella. Those two will do the bulk of the running for the Bobcats tonight. Lucas Butcher, the junior, is the wingback, and the senior quarterback is number 10 Corbin Palmer.
The word has it that we're also going to be seeing a whole lot of play by Cole Webb and Pedro Aparicio for the Bobcats as the night goes on. Meager, the co-captain's out in the center of the field right now, and the signal is coming up about who's going to be kicking and who's going to be receiving.
Yep, and it looks like the Bobcats will be going from left to right in this first quarter. They will be receiving the ball, and Unitego will go from right to left. And Harry, this is a big game for both teams. This is our second divisional game that we are going to be doing now this season, and a big game here in Class D for these two teams. The Bobcats, as we stated at the top of the broadcast, 3-0 with a 1-0 record in their division. And for the Spartans, they have played pretty well too. They are 2-1 with their lone loss coming to a very good Shenango Forks team. But this is the first divisional game for the Spartans. It's a tough test for them on the road here at BG. The Bobcats have already had a divisional game, and that was last week against the Unadilla Valley Storm, where they were able to get out of there with a 41-32 victory. So the Bobcats back at home look to go 4-0 while the Spartans try to get their first divisional victory on the road.
Tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the expressed written consent of WCDO and Section 4. And now, here to give you the first quarter action, my broadcast partner in crime, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. It's Josh Fireband kicking off for the Spartans, and he will kick it back to Justin Sirigliano. Sirigliano from his own 12-yard line, and he has hit hard at his own 24-yard line.
So it looks as if the chains are going to have to be moved down to our left, and it will be the BG Bobcats taking over first and 10 from the 25 or inches high of that. Coming up tomorrow, remember, we told you before, we have the Sydney Warriors traveling into the heart of Delaware County to take on the Walton Warriors.
Corbin Palmer starts things off with a handoff to Justin Sirigliano, and Sirigliano to the 35 or 36-yard line for a gain of 11.
Yeah, it looks like one play, one first down, and that is the way that's going.
Sirigliano and Mazzarella, both seniors, both in the backfield for the BG Bobcats, and they are a huge chunk of the BG offense. So it is ruled a first down on the first play from scrimmage. First and 10 Bobcats from their own 35. Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield. Cole Webb, the receiver. It's another handoff for Sirigliano, and he gets one, maybe two, on that carry to the right.
Sirigliano had to work very hard for everything he got that time. Didn't get much. That put the chains down maybe a yard, and that may be generous.
Second down and 10 for the Bobcats. Cole Webb was the one who went over to the sidelines to get that play, and now he whispers into Corbin Palmer's ear, giving him the signal. Palmer, a left-hander for the Bobcats.
Waggle, waggle, waggle.
Ooh. And Palmer keeps it himself, and he is sacked in the backfield.
Yeah, blowing through that time. It was going to be number 7 for the Unitigo Spartans, who came in and just did a number on him. That was Kevin Thayer.
Corbin Palmer faked a handoff to Sirigliano, but to no avail as the Unitigo defensive line read that one. And it will be third down and about 16 for the Bobcats.
That's one of the tough things about being a quarterback is when you get sacked like that, it goes into negative rushing yardage. So already Palmer, who hasn't advanced at all, is nailed with a big loss.
Bobcats keep it on the ground on third down. It's Jake Mazzarella right up the middle. He got a couple of yards, not nearly enough for the first. So the Bobcats will be forced to punt on their first possession tonight.
No, that is the way that it's going to be. We said that it was going to be a rough, tough, rock'em, sock'em sort of ball game. And that is exactly what it's proven to be here in the first minute or two of this ball game. 9:30 showing on the clock.
Austin Bowerly sets a punt for BG. It's a good booming punt. And John Wingate is there for the fair catch at his own 41-yard line.
Yeah, there was no reason to try to run that one at all. He was already across the 40-yard line, so he has that for all intents and purposes at midfield. Excellent field position for the Unitigo Spartans.
9:19 on the clock, opening quarter. No score between the Bobcats and Spartans. And week four action from Bainbridge Guilford High School. So Tyler Butler, the senior quarterback, leads Unitigo on the field for the first time tonight. And he is in shotgun with four wide receivers and David Van Alstyne in the backfield. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. And Butler keeps it himself. It's an option. And he gets a few yards. Then he's tripped up at his own 47-yard line. That is good for a gain of 6 or 7. He faked the handoff to Van Alstyne. And then one of the slot receivers came in for the option, but Tyler Butler kept it himself and was able to get 6 or 7.
So Butler picks up about 7 yards that time as he will be very close to the midfield stripe at about the 48.5.
Commenda, Wingate, and Winchester, the receivers. This time they keep it on the ground with the senior running back, David Van Alstyne, and he crosses midfield. He's taken down at the Bobcats' 47-yard line. That is close to a first down.
Yeah, he'll gain about 5 on that. They're going to move the chains right away. There'll be no discussion. As you mentioned before, Unitigo ended up with a rather impressive win over Walton, because they also pummeled Eaton Catholic Central.
Option left for Tyler Butler, and he keeps it himself. He's got a good gain here. He's across the 30, and he is running towards the far sidelines, inside the 10, inside the 5, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Unitigo.
So that one started back at the 46. So Butler, who ended up getting a good start to get going on this thing, picks up 46 more yards. That's now, what, 54 that he has managed to get in a couple of carries, and he also has a touchdown.
Butler faked the handoff to David Van Alstyne, and the defensive line for the Bobcats thought David Van Alstyne had the ball, but Tyler Butler kept it himself, got past the line of scrimmage and took off towards the corner of the field and was able to get that ball in the end zone for the touchdown.
So it's going to be a situation where the Unitico Spartans will be getting ready to kick. But don't get faked out. Anything could happen. Down to hold.
Josh Fireman kicks the extra point. Snap hold kick is up and good. And it is the Spartans striking first on the road. 8:09 to go, first quarter. Unitico 7, BG nothing. This is Friday Night High School Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you at BG High School, where the Unitigo Spartans have striked first. They take a 7-0 lead on a long touchdown run for the quarterback, Tyler Butler. Josh Fireben set to kick off for the Spartans. It's a low line drive kick, and that will be corralled by Cole Webb. Cole Webb with a good return near midfield. He's taken down at his own 44-yard line.
So Cole Webb gets all the way back up to midfield, as we said, at the 45, and the ball will be put down right on the chalk mark. And it'll be the second possession for the BG Bobcats. Both of the coaches pretty relaxed coming into this ball game. Neither one of them terribly upset, terribly uptight about everything. And for the most part, everybody's in really good health.
One receiver to the right for the Bobcats, Mazzarella and Srigliano in the backfield. And Corbin Palmer gives the ball off to Mazzarella. He got a yard, if that. And the Spartans defenders are signaling they have the ball. And the referee indeed says fumble, Spartans ball.
Yeah, I did not see that one coughed up. It was not one of those that was really obvious. Pretty much the ball carrier that time was trying to go right up to the center of the line. There were a lot of white jerseys, defenders around him, and as a result, when people jump up and down, sometimes you take it seriously, sometimes you say, well, let's wait until they get up off the bottom of the pile. This time, they were right.
So the Spartans, fresh off of a long touchdown run for Butler, get the ball back in with generous field position. They have first and 10 at the BG 46-yard line. Three receivers to the right with Butler in shotgun. Van Alstyne, the running back, in the backfield. Butler looking over the middle of the field. It's a long throw. He has a wide open man, and the catch is made by the Spartans.
That's Winchester. That is Tanner Winchester, number 6, who was way out in front of his man. He dove for that ball. You saw Tyler Butler's arm on that one. And he extended himself about as much as he could. Winchester then bounced, held onto the ball. He is down inside the 10-yard line.
An ideal start for the Unitigo Spartans on the road. 7-0, and they have the ball first and goal.
Great pass by Butler.
Three receivers to the right again. This time Butler is under center. And there's a carry to the left. And he is going to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans.
Yeah, that was one of the situations where they went in there to number 9. That is Kellen Comenda. And Comenda just kept wheeling.
Comenda was one of the three receivers lined up to the right. And he came around. He got the ball from quarterback Tyler Butler and got in the corner of the end zone. So the Spartans all over the Bobcats early, 13-0. Josh Firebend out to attempt the extra point again. Snap, hold, kick. It's a fake here, and Butler pulls it back. Butler rolling towards the sidelines, goes in the end zone, and that one is incomplete. So they fake the extra point, and the throw to the back of the end zone is incomplete. So with 7:16 on the clock in the opening quarter, it's the Spartans 13, Bobcats nothing. This is High School Football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Curry Graves and Billy Blake here at Bainbridge Guilford High School. Getting ready for the kickoff after the second touchdown. 13-0 is the game. The Unitico Spartans leading BG. Billy, I was telling you off air that for Unitico to come up against the Chenango Forks Blue Devils opening game was, you know, somebody's got to do it, but it wasn't representative of what this team is. This team is good.
And that ball bounces off the leg of Justin Sirigliano, but Lucas Butcher picks it right up, and he's down at his own 23-24-yard line.
Yeah, it's about 33. Butcher managed to take that one and on one bounce, and it looked as if it was a rehearsed play. That's how smooth he was. He didn't break his stride at all. The ball was bobbled when it came in by the first Bobcat defender, but Butcher made a great recovery.
Let's see what Corbin Palmer and company can do on this drive as they're down 13-0. There's a pitch to Sirigliano, and Sirigliano is wrapped up at his own 35-yard line. He had a couple guys on him.
Yeah, gains two, maybe three if everybody's really generous. He gets to the 35, but it's still going to be second and long yardage, eight.
We have yet to see Corbin Palmer attempt to pass. The Bobcats trying to establish the running game in this first quarter as they trail 13-0. Second down and seven for the Bobcats from their own 35.
Once again, we have one player who's got bright red stockings out there.
Bobcats keeping it on the ground again. It's Jake Mazzarella, and he's got a first down at his own 46-yard line.
Yeah, you could tell on that. Mazzarella picked up almost 10 by himself. We'll probably better give him 9 on that one, but he got a great first down, lots of second effort, and he literally went airborne in order to hurl himself forward to make sure that he got that first down.
Bobcats will try to wear the Unitico defense down just like they have done with their other opponents in their first three games this season.
Ball marked down at the 45-and-a-half yard line.
Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield. They'll receive it to the right, another one to the left. They keep it with Mazzarella, and he crosses midfield. He's down at the Spartans 46-yard line. He got a gain of 8 or 9 on that one.
Oh, Mazzarella made that one look just absolutely easy. He found a hole. I won't say anything about big enough to drive a truck through, but he managed to squirt through that hole in the Unitico Spartan line, and he just made it look easy. Across midfield, down to the 46-yard line over in Spartan territory.
Corbin Palmer relays the play to his team in the huddle. Now they break, and they stay in the same formation. One receiver to the right and another one to the left. It's Butcher and Webb with Sirigliano and Mazzarella in the backfield.
Exactly the same play. The only thing that was different about that one, it'll be a first down, a gain in there of about 3. The only thing that was different is Mazzarella went on the left side, found a hole there the previous play. This time he went right of center. Only difference.
First down and 10 for the Bobcats at the Spartans 42-yard line. 5 minutes to go and counting, first quarter. Unitico 13, BG nothing. Now they change it up, and Justin Sirigliano gets the call, and he is hit pretty hard at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, he was hit hard in there by Kevin Thayer. In fact, Thayer actually lost his helmet. It came off that time, but not until the Bobcats had gained over 5 yards. We'll call it about second and four.
Second and four from the 37. Ball spotted all the way to the right hash mark. And they give it to Mazzarella, but there is flags on the field.
at that time, there were flags all over the place, and they were high and obvious.
So that is a penalty on the Bobcats. That will push them back 5 yards.
Well, I'll tell you, the Whitecap that time whipped that thing out of his pocket and threw it so high in the air. I don't know that I've ever seen a higher flag in my life. Everybody knew that was it. Harry Graves and Billy Blake under the lights here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School tonight as the BG Bobcats lead in this ballgame 13-0, just about 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter.
Palmer with a long count gives it to Sorgliano. He faked to Mazzarella. He even had me fooled as a lot of the Spartan defensive line tackled Mazzarella, but it was Sorgliano running left. He's close to a first down.
Oh, Sorgliano that time picks up about 9. Well, now they're going to cut it back to about 8. But he got himself good running room on that one. Run around the left side, got down to the 35-yard line. He'll need a couple of yards to get the first down, but good run by Sorgliano. And all of a sudden, we're seeing the Bobcats beginning to chip away.
Third down and short. And the Bobcats try it on the ground, but they will not get there. Sorgliano got the carry, but he got a yard, maybe not even anything, no gain.
Yeah, the defense read that one perfectly. So there were about 3 men there to block his intended route. Coming into the ball game now, it's going to be Cole Webb. He trots right along beside Corbin Palmer as they come into the huddle.
Coach Mattingly will go for it with his Bobcats. It's 4th and 3 at the Spartans' 35-yard line. Quick count. Palmer rolling out. Palmer rolling to his right. Throws complete to Austin Bowerly. Austin Bowerly was hit hard by Kellen Comenda, but he was able to hang on to the football for a much-needed Bobcats first down.
Now, that one started at the 35-yard line. We'll have to see where they put it down. It looks to me like it's going to be right at the 25, so we'll give it a gain of 10. He was totally surrounded by defenders when he finally did take one or two steps with that ball and begin to really tuck it in. He was hit hard.
Bobcats threatening. They go to Sorgliano, and Sorgliano has a good gain to the right. He is down inside the 20, tripped up at around the 15.
Yeah, Sorgliano that time really got off to a very, very good start. And they're going to move it. We'll have to see where they are going to spot the ball. You said the 15. Looks like it's inside the 15 at about the 14. Good gain on that play.
Bobcats threatening late first quarter. 2 minutes and 11 seconds and counting. 13-0 Unitigo leads. And there's a carry for Jake Mazzarella, but the defense sniffed that one out. He got maybe inches on that carry.
Derek Weiner on the tackle.
Bobcats will reset under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter.
Second and 9 for the Bobcats.
Very short gain, 1:44, the clock running. As we are here in the opening period of play, the Unity of the Spartans leading at 13-0.
Sorgliano with the carry after the fake to Jake Mazzarella, but Sorgliano running right doesn't get much room. Third down and 6 for the Bobcats.
1:21. The clock continues to run, opening quarter. Down just high of the 10-yard line.
Both Corbin Palmer and Cole Webb getting the play call from Coach Tim Mattingly, and now they break from the huddle. Big play upcoming. Third down for the Bobcats. Deep in Spartans territory. Palmer drops back, throws, and that pass is incomplete, intended for Lucas Butcher.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Butcher that time started on the left side, went across the field, and he turned around, and it was just right. He just couldn't grab it quickly enough.
Butcher was in the left slot, and it was a quick slant route, and Corbin Palmer had him.
53.8 seconds as we're now down to the fast clock. So another pass.
Bobcats are going to go for it, fourth down. Palmer drops back in the pocket, looking for Bowerly in the back corner. And the throw is incomplete as Bowerly dove for it but couldn't make the catch. Turnover on downs.
Oh, you have to admire Corbin Palmer's arm. He dropped back that time, had to scramble a little bit, and then fired it way deep into the far corner. Bowerly went, and leaped to try to get it.
So it was an effective drive for the Bobcats, but no points to show for it. They got all the way down the field. They started the drive from their own 33, and they got down near the 10-yard line of the Spartans. But the pass from Palmer to Bowerly in the back left corner was incomplete, and Unitego gets the ball back up by 13 with 53 seconds on the clock. Tyler Butler in shotgun. And he gives it to David Van Alstyne. He's got a huge hole up the middle. Van Alstyne crosses midfield. He's at the 40, 35, 30. He's inside the 20. And David Van Alstyne is in the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans.
Yeah, there was a valiant effort put forth by one of the BG Bobcats that time. It was number 44 who came up and tried to get him. That is going to be Tyler Wiemet. He was the last man. There were three defenders who had a chance, a couple of other people trailing along. But it was definitely Van Alstyne off to the races that time.
89-yard run for the senior David Van Alstyne. He's only 5'6", 120, but the little guy scooted down the sidelines. And it is 19-0 Unitego with 38.6 seconds to go in the first. Unitego is going to go for the two-point conversion. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Butler under center, drops back, looking in the end zone, and that pass is complete in the back of the end zone to Tanner Winchester for the two-point conversion, and it's 21-0 Unitego.
Obviously, great play. I think we'll take it right here for just a moment because they're going to get things up and ready to go. Now we got about 30 seconds and we'll go to the quarter. But you just can't say enough about the discipline that has been shown by the Unitego Spartans. They made whatever corrections they had to make from the earlier season loss, and you and I covered the Shenango Forks game. It was not a pretty sight. It was not impressive at all. But whatever has been said, whatever has been practiced, whatever has been worked out masterfully. And right now we have a situation where it's, what, a 22-0 ball game.
Josh Firebend set to kick off for the Spartans. Butcher and Sirigliano back deep for BG. We've seen a couple of low-line drives by Firebend. It is another low-line drive picked up by Sirigliano. Sirigliano runs hard right up the middle before he is hit at his own 35-yard line. So it's a 21-0 Spartans lead, 33.5 on the game clock in the first quarter.
This is one of those situations where this 30 seconds might take a few minutes to get by. They're moving the chains up toward the midfield area. Play will start at about the 36-yard line. So everybody moves to that position. Good crowd here today. The stands over across the way, which are mostly the visitor stands, quite full today.
Corbin Palmer keeps the ball himself. He drops back to pass, and that one is going to be intercepted by the Unitego Spartans. It was number 77, Norman Andea, who bobbled the ball, but he was able to keep it before it hit the ground, and he gets credit for the interception.
That was actually sweet. Norman Andea, a senior, 5'8", 160 pounds. So at 5'8", he's not the tallest guy, and to be able to snare an interception in a rather important game, that could be your 15 minutes of fame in this ball game. They're going to start play for the Unitego Spartans at the 40-yard line in Bobcat territory.
And that, I believe, was the third turnover for the Bobcats. Mazzarella fumbled, then a turnover on downs, and now that interception by Corbin Palmer. Four receivers for the senior quarterback, Tyler Butler. He keeps it up the middle, and he is hit immediately
Yeah, I don't even know that you'd call that hit. I think he was grabbed as he tried to go through the line, and the defenders for the Bobcats just brought him down hard. Gain of two.
And with under 10 seconds to go in the quarter, the Spartans will just let this one wind down. So we have played 12 minutes here at BG High School. It is the Spartans of Unitego 21 and the BG Bobcats nothing. This is Friday night high school football on the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. For quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake back with you here at BG High School. And for the play-by-play in the second quarter, let's turn things over to Harry Graves.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Bill, it's going to be take your time time, as there are flags all over the place. It's going to not be a smooth start here for period number two. A little illegal procedure, so they're going to move the ball back 5 yards and get ready to go again. On the ground, the handoff goes in there to number four. That is going to be David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne will go down the length of the field, 42-yard touchdown. So it is a case of Unitego Spartans doing their thing and doing their thing well. I'll cover for you for a minute while you get your writing done. That play started originally at about the 37-yard line. The penalty moved it back to the 42, but then Van Alstyne says, all right, I didn't like that penalty. I'm going to make it back up. He makes it back up in a single play. Kicking situation as the ball is going to be down and up, and it is going to be Josh Firebend who manages to cut the uprights, and with that we are up to a 28-0 game in the opening moments of the second quarter here at Bainbridge Guilford tonight. Had we taken bets internally in that car driving down here to the ball game, would you have anticipated a 4-0 lead by either of these teams?
No, absolutely not.
Even at the end of the game, you probably couldn't have believed it.
No, we were discussing before the game just how these two teams have looked pretty good throughout the first 3 weeks. The Bobcats, as we said, 3-0. The Spartans are 2-1, and that lone loss came to a team in Class C that was Chenango Forks. So the Spartans have just come out here on the road and simply dominated in the first 12 minutes and 7 seconds of this game.
Well, one of the rivalries that you look forward to every year is the contest between the Sydney Warriors and Unitego. And a lot of fans up and down the line are saying, this is looking better all the time. Ball going to be teed up at the 40-yard line. Now we have a last-minute man getting out there. That is going to be Kevin Forrest filling in a slot in the line for the Bobcats. Now the ball is ready to go, and it's going to be kicked down by Firebend. A low kick that'll be picked up at about the 20-yard line. Looks like a fumble. Look out. Here we go again. Nobody is calling it yet as they're still unpacking everybody. Finally, they're going to signal The ball will be heading down to the south or to the west, whichever way it is. In other words, deeper into Bobcat territory, the Unitico Spartans continue the offensive steamroller.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours, Harry. I mean, the Bobcats have had every single thing go wrong for them in this game so far tonight. Offense can't get into the end zone despite some good runs, and now turnovers on special teams killing this team right now.
Winchester split out to the near side. The ball is going to be kept on the ground, but it is going to be a very tough defensive play by the Bobcats that is going to force the ball carrier back. I still haven't seen who that happened to be. Was that Thayer who carried that time?
Thayer or number 9, Kellen Komenda.
Was Komenda? Regardless, it was one of the players for the Unitico Spartans. Man tried to come out of the backfield, could not do it at all, and whoomp, he was brought down hard. Flags all over the place. The pass is complete to Tanner Winchester, but he will not have any opportunity to run. It is going to be illegal procedure called against the Spartans.
And the one thing the Bobcats have to do is get their defense to stop this offense and get some momentum back. If you can force this team a three and out and force them to punt and get the offense back the ball, even if it's deep in their own territory, any little thing at this point can help for the BG Bobcats.
So second and 19. The ball spotted down at the 38-yard line. So now Tyler Butler in the shotgun takes his time and bullets that ball down there to number 12. That's Johnny Wingate. Wingate, picking up good yardage, will be down inside the 25-yard line, down to about the 22. Good gain on that play of probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 or 14 yards. It will bring up, we'll call it third and 3.
And a goal, not even really auto at all for the Spartans, keeping the pace in their favor.
The intended pass receiver that time will be Quinn Barnhart. Now flags will be thrown. They were late flags. So that means it's probably going to be a roughing the passer. Let's see what they're going to call. Yeah. It is going to be called against the BG Bobcats.
Austin Bowerly, I think, was the one who got called for that personal foul, and it was a second down and long for the Spartans. Things looked good for BG at the time, but now this penalty is probably going to give Unitico a first down.
Not just one official called that. There are two flags thrown, so they both happen to see it from different angles. Now the discussions are going on, and we will see what is going to happen from there. Flags are going to be picked up, and the official will make the call momentarily.
Yeah, one of the officials still talking things over with Austin Bowerly as they try to figure out the positioning of the ball, but now I think they've got it.
I'm a little bit lost on the thing because the ball is going to be brought back about 5 yards, so there may have been offsetting penalties, one but not equal offsetting penalties. Regardless, it's going to bring up a third down, and the ball will be spotted down at about the 26, maybe. Now they're going to say that it was fumble recovery, which I didn't even see the fumble, so that one totally eluded me. Now will the Butler and company ready to go. Look out, Van Alstine blocks one man, and that allows Tyler Butler to go in the opposite direction with the football. He'll gain short yardage, but once again, we see the flags thrown.
Yeah, and that looks like it's going to be another personal foul on BG, and I think defensively they're just getting a bit frustrated. They've not come out and started this game too well. They're down 28-0, and they're just trying to take out some aggression on Tyler Butler and the rest of the Unitico offense, but the officials aren't afraid to throw those yellow flags.
Coming up tomorrow, it will be an Over the River and Through the Woods game as we'll go to Walton, New York, the heart of Delaware County, for a matchup of Warriors, the Walton Warriors entertaining the Sydney Warriors. Kickoff at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Right here at Bainbridge, Guilford, 28-0 is our score. Just inside 10 minutes period, number two. Man in motion is going to be Winchester, and Butler wants to pass. Now he has an open man, and he is going to be right on the mark as he fires it in there. I believe that is Nichols who gets it. That is Cody Nichols, a senior. He came in as a reserve and manages to get his name written into the books.
Yeah, and Austin Barley was chasing him, was chasing the quarterback Butler down along with, looked like Chris Pirelli. Those two chased Butler all the way back to about his own 30 or 35-yard line to throw that ball. But Butler just kept backpedaling and found the open receiver.
Nichols stays in the ball game, this time split out to the left side. Look out, here it is. Again, we saw this play earlier, where Butler and Van Alstyne run next to each other. It's Van Alstyne who gives the hit. Butler keeps the football. Butler's down very close to first down territory inside the 10 at about the 2 or 3 yard line. He still has the length of the football to go before it'll be a first down. So here we go again, folks. Man split to the near side. It's going to be Quinn Barnhart, and we are going to have timeout called by the Unitego Spartans as they want to make sure that with 8:41 on the clock that they've got their plays all together. They only need to get about a yard. We'll be back with more just moments away on your station for sports, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Billy, coming up, the next time that we see the Unitego Spartans, it'll be at home on week 6. And then we see them against Sydney on week 7. We are not at this time scheduled to see the BG Bobcats again until the playoffs. The ball going to be kept on the ground, and Tyler Butler will not get any running room. Ball carrier that time is going to be number 7. That is Kevin Thayer.
Thayer got in. Official on the far side signaling a touchdown, so Thayer did get it in.
So there, picking up a touchdown, it is now 34-0 on the scoreboard. That's one of the advantages of having the ball at the 3-yard line. You don't have to go far. Ball going to be snapped back to Butler, and coming in is going to be Fireman. Fireman puts it up and through, and it's 35-0 is the score with 8:35 showing here in period number 2. The Unitego Spartans over the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. You're listening to sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, quarter pounders, chicken sandwiches, salads, fish fillets, ice cream, cookies, value meals, and more, including the dollar menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge Guilford High School. My friend, talking about McDonald's. So approaching the football, it's going to be Firebend. Firebend is going to drop it down at about the 25-yard line. It will be grabbed in there by the BG Bobcats. It looks to me like it's going to be number 12, Cole Webb, who tucks the ball in. Will bring it back out to the 35 before he is tripped up there and brought down.
And so far tonight for the Bobcats, we have seen one decent offensive drive where they got deep into Unitigo territory, but they went for it on fourth down and couldn't get a touchdown. This time the Bobcats, even if they get deep in Unitigo territory, they have got to put points on the board, even if it is a field goal. They just have to get something on the board. The first points, as they say, Harry, are the toughest to get.
Split off to the near side. It's Lucas Butcher. Butcher now is going to not figure in the play as Jake Mazzarella will carry the ball. He will get good running yardage as he gets around the left end and across the 40-yard line to about the 44, gain of 8.
About 8 on the play. And the one thing about the Bobcats is they love to run the football, and with the running game, yeah, you can pick up good amount of yardage, but that keeps the clock going, and when you're trailing big like BG is, you want that clock to stop as often as you can.
Mike Carlin splits off to the near side this time. Corbin Palmer barks out the signal, keeps it on the ground, goes to Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella gets about 5 as he will be very close to midfield, brought down at the 49-yard line, but good for the first down.
And that's just one of those little things, a first down. It was a carry of a few yards. It wasn't a play that really caught your eye visually, but it was a good hard run by Mazzarella for a first down, and just try to pick up on little things to get positive.
Cole Webb runs the play in from the sidelines from Coach Mattingly. Now Palmer spins around and puts the ball into the hands of Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella, right up the center of the line, manages to get close to first down territory. He has it at about the 42, and we'll have to see if they're going to measure or going to say try again. And it looks like try again. Second, and we'll call it one. This time, it is going to be Palmer and number 34, Mike Carlin, who both come in after the conference with the coaches. Second and one. Mazzarella going to be carrying the ball. He will get the first down easily as he goes from the 42-yard line across to the 38.
Yeah, this Spartans defensive line is getting a heavy dose of Jake Mazzarella, and I wouldn't be surprised at all to see maybe a little play action here by the Bobcats soon, and Corbin Palmer, the quarterback, try to hook up with Austin Barley, who is one of his go-to receivers.
This time it's Palmer and Webb who trot in from the sidelines. Breaking out of the huddle, Timmy Waltz, he's up over the football, and Palmer's right behind him. He has a man split left. And after a bit of a mix-up, the intended person to carry the ball that time was going to be Pedro Aparicio. Aparicio, number 35, is a 5'9", 195-pound junior, and the handoff wasn't as smooth as it could have been.
Yeah, I think the play was designed for somebody other than Aparicio, but he just got in the way of Corbin Palmer, and the two collided, and that allowed the Unitigo defensive line to get surround Corbin Palmer.
So Palmer this time has Weemat in the backfield, and the ball is going to be kept on the ground as it went to the aforementioned Tyler Weemat, he normally plays out on the end. We were told during a walk across the field conference with Coach Mattingly that we would be seeing a lot of Wiemet in this ball game back in a running position. This time, he chops about seven away from the Unitego Spartans.
Yeah, and Wiemet did actually, he missed last week's game on the road at Unadilla Valley, so he is back in action tonight, and that was his first carry of the ball game, and that was certainly a good one.
The ball will be kept on the ground again. It's going to be number 44, Wiemet, the 6'2 senior. He will not get any running room this time, lose a yard or maybe two. The ball will be spotted down at about the 34-yard line. So we'll say an erasure of about three on that play. Brings up a fourth down and still about seven. When I talked to the coaches a week ago about Wiemet's condition, they said he probably could play, but we'd rather not take the chance. Well, now they saved him for this ball game, and it may pay off. The attempted pass on fourth down does not go complete. So coming over on downs will be the Unitego Spartans, and it goes to first and 10 from the 34-yard line.
Yeah, and Bobcats fans wanted a flag there. There was a lot of contact with Austin Bowerly, the intended receiver, and somebody in the Unitego secondary. The ball was tipped, but no flags anyway.
4:18, second quarter, 35-0. Spartan lead over the BG Bobcats. So it will be Tyler Butler and company. Man going to be sent in motion. That is going to be Winchester. Dropping back is Butler. He has to scramble. He gets away from one man, two men. Now to the line of scrimmage. Now he's got a first down and gets across midfield before he is finally stopped by BG Bobcat defenders, picking up about 20 yards on a very heady run by Tyler Butler.
Yeah, that's a few times tonight we've been able to see him make some plays when the first or second progression wasn't really there. Butler wanted to pass over the middle, but well covered by the Bobcats, and Butler had to dodge some traffic in the backfield. He had a couple of defenders all over him, and I thought he was going to be sacked for a loss of around 10 yards, but he was able to shimmy his way around them and not only get back to the line of scrimmage, pick up a first down.
How many yards does he have running approximately? Off to the near side this time. It is going to be Quinn Barnhart. The ball will be kept on the ground as it is going to be carried in there by one of the backfielders, and we'll have to spot who it is. It is going to be David Van Alstine, number four, who rumbles through and picks up about 7 yards on that as he's down inside the 40-yard line.
90 yards unofficially for Tyler Butler.
Well, let me tell you, that is a running quarterback for you.
Butler in the gun.
Now Butler is going to be in the shotgun, drops back, he wants to pass, a flag is thrown. He was passing directly from the 45-yard line as he had his foot planted right on that chalk mark and fired the ball across, but it is going to be called against the Unitego Spartans.
So that penalty will set them back a bit. And the Bobcat, we've seen a lot of flags in the Bobcat's direction tonight, but that's the one thing, and that's another reason why the Spartans have been able to build such a big lead. They've been playing some pretty clean football, and this might be their first flag as a team, and it comes with 3:23 on the clock in the second quarter.
This is a holding violation, so it's going to move the ball back across midfield. They'll put it down at about the 46. And immediately it is going to be that exact same play. Here we go. It's a fake handoff to Van Alstine. Bring it back in. Butler run with it. He's down close to first down territory. However, there is another one of those little yellow things on the ground.
Yeah, flag at the 37-yard line it looks like. And that will be a hold on Unitego.
Yeah. That was one of those situations where the play was developing perfectly, but somebody grabbed a little bit in there in a place where you shouldn't do it, and as a result, Butler's good run really is going to be erased by penalty yardage as the ball is brought back to the 48-yard line. It's still in BG Bobcat territory, but now it will be a second, and we'll call it about 12.
And field position doesn't matter too much to the Spartans with this 35-0 lead. They are just looking to keep this clock running with under 3 minutes to go in the first half. And if Butler continues to run the way he has, Bobcats are not going to get back in this game.
Butler now is going to pitch it off on the near side. He goes off to Tanner Winchester, the sophomore, gets a little bit of extra running room. Finally, he's going to be brought down by Corbin Palmer, but not until he gets down to the 30-yard line. That whole play went for about 18 yards. First and 10 for the Unitego Spartans. As we said before, the Spartans wearing the white uniforms, black trousers, black numerals. So now the ball shotgunned back to Butler. Butler has a man open way across the way. It's Kellen Komenda. Komenda will pick up about 9 as he is hit with that pass. He tucks it on in. They'll gain about 8 on that play when they finally put it down. Second, and we'll call it 2.
And Komenda has had a rather quiet night considering his team has put up 35 points.
Now, we've seen it before, loose ball, but not until after the play had stopped. That was, again, that play with Butler and Van Alstine running right next to each other, but Butler had been stopped. He picks up the first down, and then the ball popped loose, but he had already been brought to a complete standstill, and the official was right there to call it. First and 10, Unitego Spartans. Splitting off to the near side, Quinn Barnhart in the shotgun again. Oh, again, Butler and Van Alstine. This time it was handed off to Van Alstine. Both of them were actually covered up. And finally, it's Van Alstine who's going to be thrown backwards. A minor loss on that play. As one of the Bobcats, that is Big Tim Waltz, comes in and sticks the ball carrier.
And that was a good read. And there were also two guys that were there to corral Tyler Butler. So the defensive line for BG had all their reads covered as both Butler and Van Alstine had nowhere to go.
Second and about 11, 1 minute even on the clock. It's still 35-0. Butler going to turn and pass. And his intended receiver that time was John Wingate. Wingate cut down to the corner, turned left and came back. Had he gone down and turned right, the ball would have been right on the mark. But I guess you would call that a throwing miscue, we'll call it, by Tyler Butler. Here we go again. Third and 10. Butler pitching the ball out to Van Alstine. He's got time. He manages to step first to his right, then dance to his left. He will get about 4 or 5 yards. Not enough for the first down. So it'll bring up, we'll call it, 4th and 5. The ball spotted him out at the 11.
And now the Spartans taking their time, letting this clock run down. No reason for them to hurry and get a playoff here.
So Mac Talbot is the center for the Unitego Spartans. Derek Liner and Ethan Barber are the guards. Nate Wilsey and Alex Wally are the tackles. And they are all going to get a very brief respite and catch their breath as the Unitego Spartans end up calling timeout. Reminder, tomorrow we have a game on the road as Billy and I will navigate the roads over to Walton for the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Walton Warriors. And you know, both of those teams, even though it's a non-league game now, both of those teams always looking for blood.
Should be a great game tomorrow. We have seen the Sydney Warriors in action this year a couple times already, and we will get a glimpse of the other Warriors tomorrow.
That is true. The leading rusher so far for the Unitigo Spartans, if we took out the touchdowns, we'd still have a whole lot of yardage. Butler's got a bundle. Van Alstine's got a bundle. Now we've got 14 seconds remaining. The ball is going to be put in the air, this time perfectly, but out of bounds, I do believe. Kellen Komenda, oh, nope, it's not out of bounds. It's Kellen Komenda down, gets the first down, but it's going to be at about the two-yard line. So he was not in for the touchdown, but they do get the first down.
Well-designed play by the Spartans, getting the first down and getting out of bounds to stop the clock, 8.5 to go, and the Spartans setting themselves up for another touchdown late in this half.
So the Unitigo Spartans leading in this ball game by a whole bunch. 35-0 is the score. Very surprising score. Okay, here we go. Johnny Wingate off on the left side. Quinn Barnhart split out to the right side. Time for one more play. Here comes Tyler Butler. The Spartans knocking at the door. Low snap. And it is going to be picked up in there by Butler. But it was a false start on the Unitigo Spartans. And as a result, they will play it all over again from 5 yards farther out.
Yeah, and that false start actually bails out the Spartans, nearly a turnover for them. And usually the coaches and players not happy with their teammate for moving too soon with a false start penalty, but that time, that penalty avoids a turnover.
Yeah, the snap came back about shoe height. Butler had to reach down quickly, pick it up. It was not easy. There were blue uniforms breathing down his neck on that one. So we'll try it again. Shotgun formation. Here comes the snap. It goes back to Butler. He's going to go in the air. His intended receiver that time was going to be number 16, Quinn Barnhart. It is not on the mark. He overthrew it just a little bit. Barnhart goes way high into the air. And with that, we have the second period coming to a close as time runs out. Our score here at Bainbridge-Guilford, 35-0, as the Bobcats are being what you might call gracious hosts, at least here in the first half of this ball game. Harry Graves, Billy Blake. You're listening to Sports on a Friday Night on your station for sports, WCDO.